Okay, Priya again, and now I'm actually starting to do my cleaning here, and I've got time, so I'll continue talking about, you know, things that, when I started speaking the previous one, I didn't even know what I was going to say. I just turned on the microphone and thought, you know, I could do something of use while doing my ordinary home work here, which today, this moment, involves cleaning up the kitchen before my boys come back from mother in a few hours. So it looks like their father is very puck and clean and nice and sattvic. And it's not so bad, actually, so I am not blaming myself here, which I don't think we should do. We just try our best, because to me it's, I tend to get a little bit prioritizing these kind of media production things right now, because I really, you know, and I realized when I started talking the previous one that, my goodness, these issues are very important, and it feels like it's coming from, you know, the acharya sitting there behind and saying, yes, hey, wake up, get into it, sankirtan, get it out there, the knowledge. And when I say that to other devotees, I often hear that kind of response, that but you know, there are devotees doing this already and everything is fine, what are you talking about? And I'm not saying that anything is wrong with what devotees are doing. That can also easily happen, that someone is saying this is a good thing to do and others think that you want them to stop doing whatever they are doing and now follow me. Which it used to be in the old days, right? But this is just one devotee, if I can call myself, but I consider myself that, of the Krishna, a follower of Prabhupada, which I also consider myself, who has a certain perspective and certain ideas, sharing them here. And that's really what I think is something beautiful with this modern media. You know, I can walk around here, and I'm doing it on purpose a bit, just letting myself out of this producer, program leader role that with all the demands that it includes, you know, production quality and this and that, because I've been trained maybe a little too much in that. But I also learned from the professionals, you know, like one of my friends is, let's get personal here, Gunnar Nilsson, who is a friend of another friend, Jonas Varne Bring, who is not with us anymore, at least not physically. But he's a really nice devotee, made quite some nice music for Radio Krishna. Anyway, Gunnar is a professional who was working on very high up in Swedish television. He was, you know, the producer for Agnetas Nyos Karamell, you know, one of the most looked at and famous New Year television shows in Sweden. And he was also always very interested in Krishna consciousness and helped us a lot and they both were friends of it. Pramana was the biggest Sankirtan man in the world, actually, back then, in the old young days. So cool people around there, but Gunnar, being, if anyone, a television professional, he was part of starting the Zeta TV, as we call it, ZTV, or whatever you say in English, where, and he told me how they produced that. They got a bunch of money, because that's what you needed to have a television station back then. Maybe it was 40 million Swedish crowns or something from TV3, this Stenbeck millionaire or billionaire, whatever he turned into. Now his daughter took over after he left. But anyway, and they told them, they gave this money to a few kids and said, you just do something cool with it. And then Gunnar became the leader of that group, because he was the only one who knew anything about his engineer type, about how to do this work. And that's where he learned, of course, too. And I'm just saying this in case, because I'm really speaking to, I think, devotees who are more of the creative kind, or who are really thinking in terms of media and all that, which I'm doing, right? And seeing Sankirtan as that. So I'm talking Sankirtan here, just so you don't get me wrong. And if you're an old Radio Krishna listener or producer, then you know that this kind of audiovisual online media is very powerful, and you know how much good it can do when you use it right. So anyway, devotees joined because of Radio Krishna. I know a few cases. So anyway, they said, you know, the way they started this ZTV, you could see it on satellite and television back then, and I think it was quite popular among the youth, because it was like a Swedish MTV almost. A lot of music, cool bands, and they just took cameras, video cameras, you know, in those days, to have a video camera with the fifth of the quality that you have on your mobile phone today, they cost like, you know, tens of thousands of euros to get. And young kids just couldn't do that. So they were happy in having these expensive professional television cameras, video cameras. So they ran out on the town of Stockholm and just did all crazy things. And I went out with Gunnar once. I could dig up that video somewhere, where he showed that there was some funny thing that people realized that a certain day is the, you know, 2011, 11, 11, 11, 11, and so on. So when it was the 11th of November, month 11, 2011, then at 11 past 11 o'clock, we kind of played with that. It was a funny thing. And then we realized it's one of those New Age cafes or whatever, shops, bookstores in Stockholm. They had a certain event during that moment where they gather there, and this is something very important and very astrologically significant, you know, they can get into these things. So we thought, why not just go there and cover that event? So we just went there with our cameras, And he showed me how you do it, and I was kind of a little embarrassed and thought, can we really do it this way? He just comes running in there with a camera in his hand, and he was, you know, I had a big professional camera, but he just used a little one, not to scare people, which was very smart. And he just went up to people and started talking to them. What are you doing here? And what's going on? And hey, but in a nice, friendly way. And that's how they did it back then, he told me. And I'm more shy, and I would never do it. I just come running into a meeting of, which was like, you know, someone sitting there playing guitar and a little crew that everybody knew each other. And the mood was very serene and spiritual. And then come these two guys, it was mainly women, running in there with their cameras. And no one even knew where they came from, where we came from. So that's a kind of spontaneous, little wacky, wild way of making television that they invented, basically, those kids. And some of those are now famous, you know, like this Killing Gänget, many of them came from there. And so you know them very well. They're famous now. Thomas, what's his name? Anyway. So yeah. Where did I want to go with this? I'm just telling stories here, basically. But yeah, here I am, and I'm basically doing the same. I'm just talking while I'm cleaning, dusting off my tables and things at home, which is maybe, well, not a professional way of making media today, right? But I'm just trying things, and I thought, you know, while I'm walking around here, I could listen to music, or I could do this. And so I just try this, and then all of a sudden important things may come up and you start talking, right? And I have no idea if anyone out there would listen to this, or if you turned me off a long time ago, thought this guy is just crazy talking to himself while cleaning his apartment. But you see, I don't care. And that's a good, nice thing, because just as those kids back then, when they ran out there with those video cameras and whatever, you know, they say they just ran downtown, did film things, went into whatever they wanted to go, wherever they wanted to go, filmed whatever they felt like, ran back to the studio and just took the video cassette from the camera, stuck it right into the recorder and broadcasted it. They didn't cut anything. It was just wild, he said. But it became very popular because it was closer to reality, you could say, right? It wasn't scripted or anything. It was just, let's go out and see how it looks like in the world around us, and then give our own spontaneous comments, if at all. And so why I'm saying this is not just to entertain here or to have something to say, but that you who hear this, and I'm now speaking to basically those with that Sankirtan spirit and who want to use media for spreading God consciousness, and, well, basically those in this Gaudiya or whatever Vaishnava tradition, or who can identify with it, and that mission, the Sankirtan mission, So if you are listening to this, what I wanted to share here with everything I did today so far, it took me like maybe 4 hours or so, 3 hours to make this and this previous recording and this instruction video how to how you can produce this kind of media technically on your computer, and that first program in my new screencast series that I just came up, you know, it's just an idea, why not try that? It took me like, you know, all this took me like 4 hours, very quick, and I realize when I look back now that I was basically just recording what I did anyway. I was cutting that video, I just recorded it, so well, I did it and spoke. And maybe that can be used. I don't know if anyone would ever look at that, but I don't care. For well, it would be nice if someone does, but you can't be too demanding on yourself either, or afraid. Just do it. What you feel like doing. That's the mood out there today. I mean, look at YouTube. These wild, weird videos out there. And I just told this story about ZTV because that kind of these kind of experimental ways of doing media were invented back then, or maybe they were always there. I mean, you had these new movie makers, the French ones in the 60s or 50s, they also invented all these new ways of making media. So why am I saying this? Not that you should get into all kinds of artistic fine experiments, but you can also just be yourself and make it with whatever you have. Even if you are listening to this now, it means it works for someone who's still listening to this stuff. A guy walking around cleaning his kitchen and talking about how to solve the world problems. But you can do that too, and that's my point with these videos that are now 2 so far. And the easiest way to do it, you can use, for instance, I'm now recording this on my mobile phone, which I have in my pocket, and there's a cable going from that up to my ear, where I have a little Rode SmartLav Plus microphone, this little mosquito, as we call it in Swedish, a tiny one that, you know, sometimes you see people on stage have by their cheek like this. I made a little holder for it, so it stuck to my ear and then coming out around my cheek and sitting there. And it's a good microphone, so I can make decent quality radio, except maybe for the background noise. But you know, you can, sometimes that is even good. It gets more alive, right? He's actually at home, you know, it's not fake, it's not AI generated, just a guy walking around cleaning his apartment. And even that is not scripted or some kind of, how to say, gimmick that I think, oh, that's like a reality show or something. It's just because I thought of using my time like this to something useful. So you can do, you can start on that level or invent any other level you want. But I think that what I'm really trying to say here is that if you're a devotee and you have your life as a devotee, and that life is valuable in itself, and a devotee teaches by his or her own life, just tell us about your life, how do you think, just like I'm doing here. And you can comment me too. I mean, it's easy to set up these kind of for instance, if you would want to comment what I'm saying here, you just record. You can speak right into your mobile phone and send the audio file to me. And I will put it here as a comment to this recording. It's easy to do that. We can turn this into a series that can actually turn into a podcast. That's how things work today. So anyone can make several podcasts like that, or one or whatever. Or as is Radio Krishna is in Swedish, then it's one where any devotee can do that, send their video or audio, speak this way, and these are all part of a big podcast called Radio Krishna Sweden. Which, you know, it doesn't have to be more difficult than that. And then, you know, just the way we started, actually, myself and a couple of others, we came up with a technical solution, which for the money, it costs like 1,200 euros, something like that in total. You can look at this video there by Ajit. And I started making my series there, Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners in Swedish. And I probably can put it here so you can see the link. And well, it's simple. And you have a little camera and you have a good microphone. Then you are, I would say, on a really good semi-pro level. And this is not just something you do to impress people always looking professional. It's because... And that's why I take that seriously at all, that the picture you show is clean. It's attractive. It's just good. It's real. It's no dust or fog or disturbances in between. It's as much you as your technical resources allow it to be. Because that's really what it's about. When, for example, you do a podcast, it doesn't need video. Just like now also, it's just audio here. Or you can do again, like a recording your screen, whatever you're doing. So you can put it on YouTube, but some they just put in still image and talk or sing or whatever. And but the audio is most important, so that is good. And this microphone, it costs like 70 euros or something that I'm using now. It's a good start. But again, for like 100, well, 1,200, you are on that other quality, which... It's also good depending on what you're doing. If you want to do a more respectable and impressive or on that level of a talk show or whatever, then you go with that. And it's not so much money, and you can also use it for vlogging, just running around with your little video camera and turning it on and speaking into it and or showing whatever you want to show. It's small, you can have it in your bag or wherever you... You can always have it with you. So So that's one solution we came up with. And I guess to enter that level, the pro level, well, there's some investment required. But you have the richest mother and father, so it's all about what you decide and desire and ask for. In this case, I would say that's at least how it worked for me. You can actually just go down to, if you have a little pension, even go down, if you're in Sweden, you can go down to the store here and buy it on, and just pay it, you know, in several installments through a year or something. Unless you have really did some bad things out there and people think you are not financially reliable. But anyway, so I just want to say that what I am doing these days, and why I'm speaking these words, although again here they are pretty, I don't know if even audible, but very spontaneous, but I'm doing more and more, how to say, orderly speeches and presentations elsewhere. So whatever you happen to and prefer to, or if anything of it, then this is where we are now, okay? So well, but again, back to this, that someone then told me that this is going on already, there are devotees out there. And of course, yes. And I am just an old timer. I can't hardly even figure out how to get an audience out there because I'm starting late and I don't have much of a big network of friends, and or I think these are the youngsters are much better at this because they kind of grow up in this present media landscape and can they're both present in it much more and naturally, maybe more maturely too. I'm not speaking now about devotee youngsters. And I've seen there are, yes, there are channels there with hundreds of thousands or even millions of people visiting and looking at their productions, which is, you know, if you think about it, when we sold 20, 30 books a day, we thought that was great. Look, we reached so many people today. And of course, putting a Bhagavad Gita in the hands of people is the real thing. Or basically, there's knowledge there. But the way I see it is, that whatever we do, whether it's even someone like this just talking at home in a more relaxed fashion, or someone making a little funny animation or a little music, or just sitting at home talking with some friends, you know, the devotees, sharing experiences, telling their life stories, you know, whatever. It can start with these simple things. Or just something very easy to digest, so to speak. I mean, entertainment, really, cultural things, as we call them, you know, dance and music and whatever. There's so much beautiful things one can make. And if that is going on, for instance, when I was down south of Sweden, I heard some devotees or Indians from Mauritius, I guess some Brahmanas or whatever they... Oops. I just dropped a little tiny turtle tortoise into peanut butter. Hello, there he is. It's a little sculpture in my bookshelf. Anyway, I'm cleaning. Even the small ones should be taken care of. So, yep. Now I'm going to clean my altar. So, holy moments going on here. And here's Prabhupada. A little quick abhishek. Have a little tiny, little small Prabhupada murti here. It's a very basic kind of deity worship going on here. So anyway, if I know Prabhupada right, he thinks that what we're talking about here is much more pleasing to hear about and to be involved in. So here is Prabhupada. And you know, I can take a photo of both him and the turtle, the tortoise. There we go. So anyway, am I still recording? Yes. So anyway, so I'm trying here.